Exotic Coaster.
Tell them, Miss Ann Goodlin.
Where's that?
Yes, indeed. The Zydeco Stomp is where it's at, and where it is KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old-school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS, 88.7 FM, and online worldwide at krvs.org. And as always, now is the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's a Big Cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air. Oh, here's new stuff from Sean Ardoin. Return of the Cool. Beautiful. Beautiful music to kick off the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
Somebody told her he wasn't beautiful. Believed him, so she let him be her life. And when I came along, she was so down, I couldn't understand why.
Look into my eyes, you can see it all.
Because the love we have is worth it all, yeah.
Remember when he said
that we do whatever it takes.
All it really takes is you and me.
It's us against the world, baby. See what I see. Girl, I wanna tell you what my heart is saying. Whoa.
Didn't know I could love
I'll take the bad
with the sweet,
with the sweet. Cause you're beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful.
Together for a long time now, and we got good chemistry, yeah. And I never would have thought that you're the same girl I've been back in. And I'm a lover in the good and the bad times. Cause I got she got me, and we got a we.
Girl,
if you stick with me, we'll have everything.
Everything, oh.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that last part, but that sounded really good. Sean Ardoin, we got two Sean Ardoins on that one. Beautiful, yeah. From the Return of the Cool CD, Sean Ardoin and Zadi Cool, and had a proud papa here in the studio beaming on that one.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But tell us about the two Sean Ardoins we heard.
Yeah, I had my son, Sean Ardoin II. I don't want to call him Lil Sean, but for practical points,
yeah.
Lil Sean was on this CD.
All right.
He was singing backgrounds, and he sang the second verse lead.
Yeah, which sounds really good. He's got a good voice,
man. He has a beautiful voice. I'm so proud, and most people will be intimidated, but I'm not, because he's supposed to be better than me.
Oh, I heard that's the way to do it. That no doubt about that. Yeah. But Sean, good to see you. I'm glad you stayed over on the program to visit with us a little while.
Yes,
we,
sir.
We sampled a new CD. What, the last couple of months or so, we've been playing some singles here.
Yeah, I put out In Here Tonight, Christmas, last Christmas.
I was
finishing the CD, but I had to go to work.
I understand.
So
that.
While I was working, I was finishing, and it came out Friday. I finally got him to get it cleared on iTunes. Friday.
Okay.
So the digital is out. See me live or just hit me up on my website to get, and I can send you a physical one if you want.
Yeah.
But it's on my website, zydecool.com with a K, Zydecool, ZYDEKOL.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just loving it. It's, we're bringing the love back, man.
Yes, indeed.
Putting the love in the Zydecool, and hey, because there are a lot of people who like Zydecool who's in relationships, man.
No doubt about that. Yes, indeed.
I want to speak to those people and people who want to be in relationships.
I hear you.
In good relationships, yeah. Healthy ones, that keep you out the crazy house.
Exactly. We need more of those for sure.
Yes, sir.
Now, Zydecool's returned. Now, what happened with ROGK?
ROGK is still there, man.
Okay.
Because I can't ignore that whole fan base.
Right.
What I'm doing for them is I'm doing a mixtape that's coming out within the next month and a half or so.
Okay.
And it's going to be free.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm giving it away.
Cheaper than that.
You can't get cheaper than that, and but it's not going to be cheap.
Uh-oh, I got
you. I can't get cheaper than that, but it's not going to be cheap. It's going to be excellent.
Yes.
I'm giving it away because, what I give, it's going to be given back to me.
No doubt.
Shaking down, pressed together, running over. But that's another story.
You need your own radio show showing up.
No. See, Herman, I told you that last time. I stay in my lane. See, well, this is your lane.
I appreciate that.
This
is
your lane. You do this thing nobody else.
Well, I thank you so much for that. But you got the talent, too. And besides musical talent, and I just admire your family so much, and you're talking about Sean. You call him Sean Jr.?
Lil Sean. When I'm hollering at him, Sean!
But that continues the legacy, because I like always say since – 1920
something
that's been an Ardoin in the studio, sir. On stage, and the legacy continues in 2013.
I told my grandfather,
that's amazing. It really is.
Before he died, I told my grandfather, I said, there'll always be an Ardoin playing as long as I'm living.
Go ahead. All right.
And I stopped for 7 years, and of course I was reminded of that. And so that's also one of the other reasons I came back. But just for the most part, the atmosphere is ripe, because everybody's putting I've been doing this R&B thing since I first started, double clutching way back in the day,
so true.
Trying to incorporate it, but people are feeling it now, so it all worked out to where it's a good time to come back, man, and just got some good music. I hope the people like it. I love it.
Yes.
And I hope they love it, too.
Right. Nice, fresh sound. Sean, what else can I cue up?
Go up to number four. The single is wide open. That's what everybody's been jamming.
Right.
But we just played it, so put it number four.
Okay.
Our Love.
All right.
Going out to all the lovers in the house.
All the lovers in the house. Our Love. Sean Ardoin. Who?
Zydecool.
They don't know real love. They think it's a game. We going to show them, baby.
Yeah.
Every time we step out, they know it's real.
I know I've been on the road for a minute and you've been holding it down, but I'm gonna be home soon. I know you don't like these times, but we'll be together again.
Yeah.
When I see you, I'm gonna make you smile and I'm gonna hold you so tight.
talking about I Love Sean Ardoin, Zotti Cool from the brand new CD. It's official now. It's out. Return of the Cool, Sean Ardoin, Zotti Cool.
Now.
You can sleep now.
Actually, I can't, but yeah, okay.
You almost made it from Christmas to Christmas, but what, this has been a 2-year project.
Two-year process, man. You know, I got the freedom to go and do the CD, and I started working on it, man. And I just figured I'll take my time. Take my time and let it happen. And man, whenever I look back at how this CD came up, man, God just orchestrated and moved, because the person playing bass on that is a good friend, Mark Piro.
Okay.
He's a heavy, heavy musician out of New Orleans, funk, bass. Mm. And we've been knowing each other for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, 25 years.
It's a long time.
That's close.
Yeah.
And I finally got him to be on my project. He used to be in a band with me. I mean, just the people that are on this CD, Zotti Cool, that's my family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing the way the whole thing came apart.
Yes, indeed. So it all came together and all done. Now, like you said, you can sleep at night.
Yeah, I can sleep now. Yeah. You know, we got a fresh sound, man. You know, want to make it a big sound, because I always said Zydeco belongs on a big stage.
Yeah, no doubt.
And to be on a big stage, you got to have a industry sound.
Yes.
You got to have a next level sound. And the Zydeco musicians that are in this room, they care about that. The Zydeco musicians that you play on the thing, we care about
that.
It, you know, it didn't always be that way, because come up, you know, they just get something out.
Mm-hmm.
But now
mm-hmm.
everybody cares about the way we sound, so we're putting our time and our energy into it to make it excellent, and the people from Louisiana and all over the world can be proud to say that they support us, man.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
And speaking of big sound, we were talking over the mic about the big sound that came out in the 90s, the one and only Bojack. This past Tuesday was his anniversary, 14 years since he passed
it's
away.
It's amazing.
Which is hard to believe. Seemed
it's
like that was
amazing.
Just yesterday. But he had a sound just grab people and didn't let go. I mean, I saw it on the road when he first started hitting. I was living in Alabama. He played at City Stages, a festival in downtown
awesome
Birmingham.
Festival.
And you might have thought Michael Jackson or somebody was on stage.
Dude.
People just went crazy.
It was awesome. See, me and we were riding, going to Astroworld when his first CD came out.
You know,
Astroworld.
Yes, I miss Astroworld.
Me too, man. So his first CD came out. Oh, no, c'est beau,
Jacques.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
And I told Daddy, I said, man, I said, his voice is killer. I said, if he get this thing, you know, and make a good recording, it's going to be crazy. We're going to be in trouble. And whenever, man, Cornbread came out, hit the radio, it just stopped you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I got to find that sound. So I'm trying to find that sound still. I hope I'm getting close.
Well, that's the thing. It's such a dynamic sound, but it's really never been replaced.
Nobody filled in shoes. Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to fill in his socks.
Well, that's a start.
You know what I'm saying? Put it in the socks. You know, that's too big of shoes to fill. He was, you know, 6'5". So, I mean,
yes,
I'm only
indeed.
Size 12.
well, that's all right. Well, Sean, it's sure good to see you. Remind people how they can get the CD.
Zydecool.com, ZYDEKOOL.com. You can go to iTunes, search me, Google me, or if you just want to reach out and touch me, 540-8399. And when you see me in public, holler at your boy. I'm not that dude. I'll talk to you.
Hey, all right. That's the way to be, because people will make you or break you. That's the bottom line.
And I've always been that dude, man. I love people, you know, and I ain't scared. You know, I'm not scared of people.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you get a little name and you think people are out to get you.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, I don't even succumb to that, man. You know, it's about the people.
Amen.
It's about love, by loving on people, man.
Amen.
Because without them, we got to go and work.
You might as well.
Work a job that we ain't built to do.
You might as well put it up.
You might as well put it in the closet.
Let's do one more. Which one do you want to
end it with? Wide Open, man. Number 3.
That's the
single that we're pushing right now, man. People are loving it. We're getting a good response from it. Thank y'all so much for likes on Facebook. And please share me on. Catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the things. Sean Ardoin, one word. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
And once again, Sean Ardoin, who?
Zotti.
Take me in your ways, in your mind. It's so challenging. And whenever we go to parties, I don't.
everybody knows you got me open, 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 you got me wide open, yeah, you got me wide open, open, oh, you got me loving me, girl, it seems like when I met you and you said, if I could show you a good time, then I would have another day. Movies, dinner, gifts, and time, I went in with all my mind. And now I'm tripping, cause I don't know it. Fell so deep and now I am just trying to figure out if this is cool. Stressed out, why? Everybody knows you got me open, 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 open. I'm happy staying in the house. Don't even have to go out. I'm loving that you got me wide open, open, open.
Then finally flipped the switch and I done seen the light. So like if loving you was wrong, I'm never turning right. It's a one way, the only way, I wanna do it. I'm wide open, the old me then gone away. So close your eyes, don't let me lose ya. I'm Marty McFly, let me take you to the future. Stole your heart like a crook, compare you to no other. If beautiful was a book, you would be on the cover. I exercise my heart, you could say I'm fit for the pain. No arguments, no storms, you'll never slip in the rain. So superb, bringing home all the words for the home so far away. When you stuck on third, yeah, my emotions, frankly I cried oceans. Was sick, my diagnosis was serious, I was broken. Now I'm focused, maybe that's just emotion. You ride with me, we rolling, girl, you know you got me so.
bed. Marrying her, I will never regret. I've got me a zydeco girl. I've got me a zydeco girl now. She make me feel good when I feel bad. She make me happy when I'm sad.
It's a cavalcade of stars on today's edition of Zydeco Stomp. We got some fantastic musicians in the house. We talked to Sean Ardoin. We just heard one from the new Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. A New Road is the name of the CD, Zydeco Girl, and the man himself still in the studio, Nathan Williams from right here in Lafayette. Nathan, sure good to see you. This might be the first time I had you on the radio.
That's the first time I came on your show, and it's I thank you for inviting me on your show. And you know, I'm glad to be back, and I like to be back playing a lot more music at home, festivals and stuff like that, because I'm always on the road.
Yes, indeed.
And if anybody want to invite me to a festival and stuff, you know, here's my number, 337-654-1824, or ZydecoChaCha.com. Or they could look me up on Facebook, Nathan and Zydeco Cha-Cha's Path, Instagram, whatever, and all the social media.
And I've been telling people you've been playing only 25 years, but it's a little longer than that.
You started it's 28 years.
28
man.
Years.
28 years. I've been fooling around with it a long time.
Yeah.
Before that, I had a good friend of mine. He's trying to call me on the phone right now, Booger. Raymond Matthews is my good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And before I started even playing with a band or anything, I used to go by him all the time. He was working for Broussard Travel doing the security.
Uh-huh.
And he security for Sid a long time.
Okay.
And I would go in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, and play my accordion in there. And, boy, he would laugh at me. Sometimes I would just sneak up on him and say, man, don't do that, man. You're going to make me shoot you, man. But
the accordion's been good to you. Brought you all over the United States, all over the world for 28 years.
Yeah, it's been good to me, my son, and
yes,
my family. And
yeah.
But you know, the main thing, man, I tell people all the time is put God first, man, and don't hurt nobody, and just do the best you can in life and try to be the best you can. And I try to be a good representation with the music, because the music got to move on in life. And so I'm not going to be there always. And, you know, I try to entice young people to try to be a good role model and to let people know that it's not all just about that. It's about being the person you are, you know, and being for real in life, and, you know, not trying to say, well, look, man, this one better than that and all that stuff. You know, just go ahead and do your show. I'm a person like that. I done played shows with James Brown, all kind of people.
Yeah,
I just get up there and go do my thing,
right,
man.
That's it.
I done played most major festival in the world.
Wow.
All over the country. I was the first Zydeco band to go to Poland and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my motto in life is to keep on going and keep growing.
Yeah.
You know, and And that's the whole part of life about keep growing and trying to be positive of what you do.
Yes, indeed.
And so I put out a new album.
How long has it been, Nate?
It's been 5 years.
5 years, okay.
But I've been a little, doing different stuff, and sometimes in life, if something don't work, sometimes you have to keep on continuing on in life and moving on. But I know God gave me a gift for playing music and making good music.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to just like put out anything, you know what I'm saying? I just want to put out something that what I know is from my heart.
Yeah.
And so I got 8 original songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try to stay positive and be the best I can in what I do. You know what I'm saying?
And I've never known you to put out anything, just anything, because like I always say, you're one of Zydeco's best songwriters, because so often people, other bands get caught up in the beat and they just have like one-liners or words that don't make any sense.
Exactly.
But you always like to tell a story, a message behind your
music. Well, I try to tell a story and I try to be structured.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? My music, I'm not just saying it because, over the 28 years I've been doing it, my music, you can orchestrate it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can play with a symphony, anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's structured.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people understand about life and the business of the music. A lot of people don't, in life sometimes, if things happen to you, sometimes we have droughts in life. So if you have droughts in life, you got to learn how to accept it. You see, so I thank God that I was able to accept everything that happened to me in my life with my music. But I had more good things happen to me because I enjoyed playing for fans and people all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But what the good part about it is, I'm still mentally and physically all right.
All right.
So that's the whole thing. When you got God with you, who can be against you?
Hey, there you go. Now, the title of the new CD, The New Role, just where'd that come from? Why New Role? Well, why'd you call it that?
You know, I've been traveling on the road for 28 years.
Yeah.
Right? And so I've been consistent in doing, playing festivals and stuff like that and all over the country. Now I'm trying to see where I can branch out and get the Zydeco music in more areas where a lot of people didn't hear the music, because a lot of people still don't know about Zydeco
music. Oh, yeah,
music.
So true. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people never even heard of Zydeco music,
right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a new road and with a new attitude about the music and a new step toward of continuing on.
Yeah.
And I'm more developed. I'm a better player than I was a long time ago. And trying to practice on my craft and trying to get better. I got another album ready to go if I'm ready. So I'm not going to wait that long for another album.
Okay.
And, I'm praying that, somebody can give me a little vote to get the album nominated for a Grammy, you know, and stuff like that. So you never know. Whatever God allows, that's what it allows.
That's it. Words from the man himself, Nathan Williams, leader of Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. A New Road is a CD. Let's do another one. Nate, which one do you want to cue up on this?
Well, I got a French one called let's do this. Let's do the one so I can clear the record. Still Alive.
Still Alive. All right, that's cut number 3. Again, the New Road, name of the CD, brand new stuff, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas.
Thought I was gone and left my music. control. But they can't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. And I will survive.
Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Cha. From the brand new CD, A New Road. Nathan, how you said that? They thought you were gone, but you were at home writing songs.
Yeah, I still got some more songs.
Go ahead.
I got a bunch of songs, but I can make a couple of more albums. You know, about, I got songs about life and good stuff. And
yeah.
I wrote a song I did music like on Buddy with Buddy Guy and like that. I wrote a song for him, but they never used it yet.
Okay.
And I went to do 100 recording and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And me and Cindy Lauper did that song, festival song.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too. From the
Creole Bread.
Exactly.
Creole
Bread. One of Anne Savoy's productions.
One of Anne Savoy's productions,
And you were in the movie, too, Electric Mist.
In Electric Mist, I was in Electric Mist with I did a lot of movie stuff, man, and commercials. Like for the Budweiser with the frog on there, I did the music on that Budweiser commercial. I've been in a lot of movie stuff like NBC Movie of the Week, Moment of Truth, Cotton of Crossfire.
Okay.
You know, I did a lot of good stuff, man, like playing at the Grand Ole Opera.
Yeah.
Around the Record 40th Anniversary.
Yeah.
Sears Tower Building.
And that's what I'm amazed about. You and so many artists, especially you, y'all do so much people never hear about and do it all over the country.
Well, when you come in your hometown, man, you know how that goes.
Yes, right.
So in your hometowns, you know, they pass on you. Hey.
You're strange in your hometown.
You're strange in your hometown. But we do a lot of stuff. And sometimes in life, man, you know, you just got to keep on continuing moving on because of the simple fact that sometimes you cannot get the exposure that you need around home. But I still don't feel bad about it because I enjoy what I'm doing.
I would
like to play more festivals at home. But, you know, it's just, you know, I don't get invited too much. But I'm just letting the people know that if you want to invite me at the festivals and stuff like that, you can call me. I don't mind coming because I'm going to give you a show.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to give you a show.
Yes, indeed.
For real, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come by kicking on one leg. You know, I'm going to do my thing. And I can please a crowd of people. I can play so much different types of music. You know what I'm saying? So Nathan and Zydeco Cha-Cha is back, man. And I'm ready to play and ready to have fun, ready to enjoy ready to enjoy the music.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm planning a tour for next year for like 2014. Okay. I've been calling all kind of people, I got all my old contacts and people that I know, and excited about the record and stuff like that. You know, I've been mailing out a lot of stuff to people overseas in Mexico, promoters and all that, New York and all over.
Yeah,
and trying to get people to see maybe if I can get a Grammy. You know, because after all them years, you know, I mean,
oh yeah,
I think I earned my credibility of being,
no doubt about that.
You know, of being one of the premier Zydeco band all over the country.
I always point to you and your whole family as just a success story here in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
You're born and raised St. Martinville,
yeah.
Came up poor, but you're a world travel musician, world known. Mm-hmm. Your brother Sears got his own businesses going, El Cido, Zydeco and Blues Club, mm-hmm. Sears One Stop, Dennis Paul, a talented artist,
right,
a city councilman, about to come out with his own
book.
About
to come out with his new book with UL Press.
UL Press.com.
Yeah, you come out with Dennis' book.
And then your son, Lil Nate, four years old, you had him on stage, and look at him now. He's just tearing up the
Zydeco. And I got my son
Nailing playing on this CD.
I got my daughter. She's still in school and trying to get an education to try to move up in life.
Go ahead.
And so I'm blessed, man. I got a good, lovely wife.
Yes, Nancy. You can't forget about Nancy.
Oh, that's my wife, man.
How many years, Sheldon?
We've been together 33 years.
33 years. Congratulations.
When I met my wife, she was 13 and I was 16.
Oh, really?
So we raised each other. And, you know, I got a good wife. I got a good family.
Yeah.
And another thing what I want to say is all the people from all over the country that have been supporting us with the music, because they know when the music in my hand that, you know, is well taken care
of. Yeah, you're going to take care of
it. I'm going to do the best I can, and I'm trying to be the best I can.
Yeah.
Try to keep a good band with me and stuff, you know. And so that mean a whole lot, man. And I like to thank – I give a shout-out to the Lafayette Music Store.
Mm-hmm.
I got endorsed with Roland's Accordion, so
they're
the one that hooked up the deal for me, ramming them and all of them at Lafayette Music.
Okay.
So I thank them so much for that. And so we're going to do some little promotion things with the accordion and stuff like that. And so that's why I say all the time, man, God is good.
Yes, indeed.
Because if something for you, no matter what they do. You see, when the Grammys first came out, my album had came out, Hanging High, Hanging Low.
Yeah.
But it was like 3 months. It was too late to enter in the Grammy.
You follow
what I'm saying?
Right. Gotcha.
But so I always tell my son, I say, if I don't win, I say I done won a Grammy already.
Yeah.
Just by thanking God for, you know, being successful in my music.
Right.
If I win one, fine. If I don't win one, well, hey, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to keep trying.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But like I said, you already got these fans worldwide. People love you. And just the music instrument companies coming after you. They want you to endorse their instruments. That's a big deal.
When, you know, so, well, I really have, an artist contract with Roland's Accordion. So if one of my accordions breaker anywhere all over the country, whatever, I just, you know, go up and then another company get another accordion.
Just get it there.
So that's the blessing right here. Then I'm looking at they got different people looking at wanting to do big things with the band, with Zydeco Cha-Cha's, because in two more years we're going to do a 30th anniversary
of
my band.
Yes.
And so and I'm glad that I had a chance and opportunity to be with companies like Rhonda Records. I've been with Rhonda Records almost 25 years. And I decided to do on my own record label, Cha Cha Records.
Yeah.
I've been having my record label, Cha Cha Records, for over 10 years. Well, about over 10 years, because my son, Lil Nathan, is on my on our label. So we got our own label, and I think right now we're going to keep it as a family thing, you know, me and Lil Nate, my son, because he helped me produce the album and stuff like that. So I give him a plus because, I mean, he's very serious about what he do. He like me, you know.
Yeah.
He move on with things. And so we figuring we keeping our stuff in the family to just keep moving on with the music. And I want to give him another thank out, you know, shout out to my son, Lil Nate, because he's very inspirational to a lot of young people that's coming up.
And
I've been very inspirational to a lot of young people.
Right, right.
So we're going to try to keep it going and see if we can help somebody. See what people. If you can't help nobody, if you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
So you got to continue on in life trying to share with people and let people. And I would like to let all the musicians know, let's have fun with this, man. Let's have fun with the music. look, when I used to play, me and Bo Jacques them and Boozoo Shavers them and all that stuff, they say, oh, man, hi, Nathan Band. I say, oh, hi, Boozoo the Band.
Yeah.
Zydeco was, beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not out there to hurt each other. You can't hide a light.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't hide a light.
That's right.
You can't hide a light.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Nathan, keep on keeping on. You're doing a tremendous job. So good to have a brand new CD from you. Just remind people, where can they get the CD? Where can they get fine copies of it?
They can get the CDs at Floyd's. They can get them at See It One Stop Local. They can get them at Music Vision. They can get them at House Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
They can get them at Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
They can get them on iTunes.
All right.
You're going to have many more places that you'll be able to get it from
right.
the physical copy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And we'd like them to go out there and get the album because, I mean, it's a good album and it's something, it's opening the way for a lot of, for Zydeco because, it putting them on a road where somebody can continue. That's why I got to call a new road.
Mm-hmm,
everybody
mm-hmm.
can come on the road and say, well, look, I got some kind of ideas from where Nathan, he making up something that's really out there where people can say, well, look, man, this is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's try to do, like, good stuff.
Yeah, follow him. That's it. Well, Nathan, keep on keeping on. Nathan Williams from right here in Lafayette, that brand new CD. Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, a new role. What are we going to do on this last one, Nathan? What you want to play?
Well, I like to do Come On In.
Come On In. All right, that's cut number two. There's quelque chose en français on this one, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
La bonne musique, j'y sentais, ma fête à danser, j'y sentais, ma fête à hélé. Et quand y'a, moi sort la balle à Louisiane. Et quand y'a, ma fête à danser. Le temps de la bonne musique. Allez voir tout le monde qui connaît.
J'y rentre Tout pas les parties bonnes J'y rentre Y'a les gains à manger créole J'y rentre Y'a les gains à manger des cajins Et quand on partit Ça redescend dans ton idée J'aime billets J'y suis rentré 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 J'y suis rentré
Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
It's just the way you make me feel, baby. I just can't explain it to you. You just got something special about you.
Tune to KRVS 88.7 FM or online at krvs.org. Tune into the Zydeco Stomp, yours truly, Herman Fuselier. Live in the studio, first time in a couple of weeks. Like I said, it's been a cavalcade of stars this morning. Sean Ardoin visiting with us. We just had Nathan Williams, leader of Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. And now the 31-year-old Grammy nominee, the accordion master, Corey Ledet's with us. What's going on, Corey?
Nothing too much. How you doing today?
Doing fine, doing fine. And you've been working on the CD for a while. And now your project is complete.
Yeah.
Destiny.
Yeah, that's it.
So tell us a little bit about it. You got 12 songs on there, looks like. So a few remakes, and we just heard that the people might have recognized his first number from Michael Jackson.
Yeah. It might not be exactly like him, but right. I kind of made it Zydeco. You know?
Yeah, but it all fits in good. It sounds real good.
Thank you.
So how long you worked on your CD, Corey?
That took about a year.
Yeah.
So I usually, as soon as I put one out, I always try to jump on the next one.
Yeah. Well, cool. It sounds good. I know you've been visiting with us before, shopping some of the singles around, but it sounds real good, some good numbers there. And what are we going to do on this next one?
We're going to do this other one. It's another cover tune, When Something Wrong with My Baby, a Sam and Dave song that was actually written by Isaac Hayes.
Yes, because, I think out of the Stax studio in Memphis.
Yeah.
And Isaac Hayes was, naturally, people know him for his songs and his great voice, but he was a tremendous songwriter, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what made you do this number? This, like you mentioned before, this is something really different for you.
Yeah, just kind of getting out of my comfort zone a little bit, and because I like all music, and it's hard for me to come up with different stuff because I just everything influences me.
Yeah.
So I just have to pick and choose, and I chose those.
Yeah, but you used to go in hard driving 90 miles an hour. You had to back off, take your foot off the pedal on this.
Yeah, and that was another thing too. Like you said, we're so used to going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I said, let's see how it is if we go 10 miles an hour for a little bit.
Well, let's go 10 miles an hour. He does a good job on it. When Something's Wrong with My Baby, hand-holding Zydeco from Corey Ledet and his Zydeco Bay.
When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. And if she's ever worried, oh, that I would feel that same misery. But we stand as one, and I know to make it better when something